Owens heads on down to first base, and it'll bring up D. Jenkins. Runners at first and third, two outs for Jenkins, who has three hits tonight. He's three out of four, two singles, a double, two runs scored, and a run batted in. He doubled in the game's first run in the opening inning with his double to the base of the wall in right field. He then singled and scored in the third, singled and scored in the fifth. They finally got him out on a bouncing ball back to the pitcher in the sixth. He's been a tough out tonight. 6-1 Billings, we're in the eighth. Cecil Pettiford working to D. Jenkins. And here comes the pitch. He'll cut and miss on a good slider to the inside for strike one. Mottola at third and Owens at first with two outs. In Billings, Montana, Brian Scott, my engineer tonight. Be back at you tomorrow night in Salt Lake City. 0-1, and the pitch. He fouls it away, 0-2. Barry Parisotto waiting back in Salt Lake City, getting his rest tonight. The rest of the team will bus back. It'll be a 10 or 11-hour bus trip. Be back in town tomorrow. The Mustangs have to do the same thing. They will bus to Salt Lake City. No balls, two strikes, two outs in the eighth. Runners at the corners for Billings. They lead it by five runs. And here comes the 0-2 pitch. And it's outside. One ball, two strikes. Four hits in the first inning, six hits in the fifth. So 10 of the 13 have come in two bunches. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And it's outside. The runner is caught off first. The throw there, not in time. He just did dive back. So Owens just about caught off the bag. Count is now even at 2-2. You're listening to the 1992 Pioneer League Championship Series on 1320 KCNR. 2-2 pitch, ground ball to first. Diving effort by Rosenthal. He doesn't get it. It's down the line. One run will score. Owens heading for third, and he will hold at third. And over to second goes D. Jenkins. It'll be another double. It's a 7-1 ball game. Rosenthal was not on the bag with the runner, and it got between him and the bag. He dived after it and just couldn't make the play. Surprised in the late going that they're not guarding that line better. Usually, first and third in the late innings will be guarding the lines, trying not to give up the extra base hits. But Jenkins gets an RBI double. Second and third now for the Mustangs with two outs, and Tim Belk will bat. It's 7-1 Billings. Belk with two hits, two for four. And the pitch to him is inside. One ball, no strikes. I'll have the scoreboard show right after the ball game. We'll check out the major leagues and wrap up game one of this championship series. Owens at third. Trappers have one final at bat, and six runs is plenty enough to try to get in one inning. Owens at third, Jenkins at second, Belk at first. And the curveball is a strike. Seven runs on 14 hits for Billings. One run on four hits for Salt Lake. Bottom of the eighth. Pettiford from the windup. And the 0-1 pitch. And the curve is low, 1-1. If there is a game three in this series, not sure who the Trappers would go with. Probably George Kerfoot as the starter. That would be on Wednesday night. Here's the 1-1 pitch. He cuts and misses, 1-2. 7-1, Billings. We're in the eighth. A four-run fifth inning doing the most damage tonight. Single tallies in the first to add to that four-run tally. One ball, two strikes on Copriva with the bases loaded. And a high fastball will even the count 2-2. And the Trappers get action in the bullpen. A right-hander starts to warm up. Chris Schulte is the right-hander down there. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Pettiford working to Copriva. And here's the pitch. He swings, fly ball, center field, sending Pookie Wilson back. Still going back. He's on the track, and he's got it. He runs it down deep in center for the final out. The Mustangs get a run on only one hit. They strand three. We're going to the ninth in Billings 7, Salt Lake 1.
Trappers Baseball on 1320 KCNR.
Trappers need instant offense. It's the ninth inning. They trail 7-1, and Tim Clark will lead it up. Clark, Rosenthal, and Vasek against Jason Kummerfelt, and his first pitch is a strike. Kummerfelt looking for a complete game victory. He's allowed just four Trapper hits tonight, and he's scattered them over four innings. And a fastball is inside, 1-1. The hits belong to Clark with a single, Pookie Wilson a bunt single, Todd Rosenthal a single, and Kevin McMullen with a single. So no extra base hits tonight for Salt Lake. 1-1 pitch, swing, and a foul ball at the plate, 1-2. Seven runs for Billings, 14 hits, two errors. Salt Lake has one run, four hits, no errors. We're in the ninth. Jason Kummerfelt, the Billings native, trying to wrap up the win. Here's a 1-2 pitch and a foul ball past assistant coach Dan Schwamm at first. Hope you'll tune in tomorrow night. If you can't come out to the ballpark, tune in to KCNR. I'll have game two of this championship series. 6:50, the pregame. 7 o'clock will be the game time. And if you are coming to the park, bring your radio along. Here's a 1-2 pitch. He strikes him out. Swung after it, the pitch outside, and the Kummerfelt strikes out his fourth man of the night. Now he'll face Todd Rosenthal. Rosie 1-for-3. Rosenthal singled back in the fourth inning, sandwiched in between reaching on an error and flying to left. And Rosenthal swings and fouls this one down the left field line. The only Trapper run was in the third. Wilson led off with a bunt single, was balked to second, wild pitch to third, and on that wild pitch, the catcher, Toby Rumfield, threw it away into left field, allowing Pookie Wilson to come in and score. That tied the game at one, but six unanswered runs by the Mustangs, giving them the 7-1 lead here in the ninth. One man gone in the ninth inning. And an 0-1 count on Rosenthal. Just about hit him. Pitch goes all the way back to the backstop, 1-1. Parisotto and Langford tomorrow night in Salt Lake City. Trappers might be down to their final game. They lose this one. The Mustangs need to win just one of the two in Salt Lake. Upside. Two balls, one strike. Kummerfelt, 8-0 during the regular year, trying to end the season undefeated. He gives them a strike to even the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out in the ninth. Billy Vasek is on deck. And the pitch. He swings, ground ball over the mound, fielded by the shortstop Owens. He'll throw him out, and the Trappers are down to their final out. So one out away from Billings, taking a 1-0 lead in this best of three Pioneer League Championship Series. It'll be between Kummerfelt and Vasek. Vasek has flied to center, grounded into a double play, and walked. So Vasek is the last hope. Two outs in the ninth. Kummerfelt has set down the last eight men in a row. And here's the pitch to Vasek. He'll cut and foul it out of play for strike one. So 1984, the last time that the fans in Billings have had a chance to see a championship series. They get the one game, and so far so good for the home folk. They're one out away from winning the first game in this series. No balls and one strike to Billy Vasek. And here comes the pitch. He'll swing, pop it up, left side of the infield. That'll do it. The shortstop, Owens, makes the catch, and the Mustangs win game one. In the ninth, no runs, no hits, no errors. Final score, Billings 7, Salt Lake 1. And I'll be back with a wrap right after this.
You're listening to the Salt Lake Trappers on 1320 KCNR, Salt Lake City.
Kurt Wilson back in Billings, where the Mustangs have captured game one of this best of three championship series. A little bit too much Jason Kummerfelt and a little bit too much Mustangs offense as the Mustangs win it 7-1. The final line score tonight, Billings 7 runs, 14 hits, and 2 errors. Salt Lake had 1 run on 4 hits and no errors. The winning pitcher, Jason Kummerfelt, and the loser, John Thoden. So this best of three series will head back to Salt Lake City for game two tomorrow night. And that game can be heard live here on KCNR 650, the pregame, 7 o'clock the game time. But keep it tuned. The scoreboard show is coming up next. The final score again, Billings 7, Salt Lake 1. Keep it tuned for the scoreboard show on KCNR.
Listening to Salt Lake Trappers Baseball.
Keep it tuned. Coming up next, the scoreboard show on 1320 KCNR. Welcome to the Scoreboard Show with a look at the Major League and Pioneer League scoreboards, plus a recap of tonight's Trapper action. Here's the voice of the Salt Lake Trappers, Kurt Wilson.
The Billings Mustangs win game one of the best of three Pioneer League championship series, beating the Salt Lake Trappers tonight by the final score of 7-1. A quick check of the Major League scoreboard tonight. In the American League, Minnesota beat Seattle 4-2. The Mariners have now lost 5 in a row. Milwaukee shut out Cleveland 2-0. It was California 3, Oakland 2. That's the final score, so Minnesota gains a game in the West. They're 4.5 back of Oakland. Baltimore lost in 13 innings tonight. New York scored 4 times in the 13th to beat the Orioles 6-2, and they are watching the scoreboard because Toronto can gain a game in the standings. Right now, Toronto and Kansas City are tied at 4 in the 10th inning. Final score, Boston shut out Texas 3-0. Roger Clemens with the shutout win. In the National League, after 10 innings, St. Louis beat Montreal today 8-7, and Pittsburgh loses in 11 to Chicago 6-5 on Derek May's 3-run home run in the 11th inning. So both the front runners in the East come up on the losing end. Atlanta beat Los Angeles by a final score of 7-1. Cincinnati stays 6.5 back. Cincinnati plastered Houston 10-0. New York over Philadelphia 6-3, and the only game going on in the National League in the fifth, San Diego 7, San Francisco 1, Gary Sheffield with his 30th home run, Darren Jackson with his 17th, and Gerald Clark with a grand slam home run to lead the Padres. And in the NFL, Monday Night Football, third quarter score, Dallas 23, Washington 7. Here in Billings, the Billings Mustangs got on the board first in the opening inning. John Thoden was starting for the Trappers. He gave up a little pop single to Eric Owens off the handle of the bat. Owens stole second and then scored on the D. Jenkins double to the base of the fence in right field to make it a one. After Tim Balk had an infield hit and Dan Capriva also had an infield single to load the bases with nobody out, it didn't look good for the Trappers in the first inning. But then Thoden bared down. He got Micah Franklin to pop to the shortstop, Mike Meggers his strikeout, and Chad Matola flied to right to end that threat, and Billings held on to their 1-0 lead. Trappers got a golden opportunity in the second inning. Jason Kummerfelt on the mound starting for Billings. Tim Clark led off with a single. Todd Rosenthal reached on an error. And then with two outs, Randy Snyder walked to load the bases. But then Tim Merrick grounded the shortstop. It was a slowly hit grounder, and Eric Owens made a fine play on it to end that threat. The Trappers did tie the game, though, in the third. Pookie Wilson reached on a bunt single, was balked to second, was moving to third on a wild pitch, and he made it safely there. The throw from the catcher Rumfield on the wild pitch after he had retrieved it went into left field for an error, and the Trappers had tied the game at one apiece, but it wouldn't last very long. In the bottom of that third inning, D. Jenkins led off with a single, one of four hits he had tonight. He stole second, moved to third on a Dan Capriva single, and scored on a Micah Franklin ground out to make it 2-1. Trappers would never get back into the ballgame because in the fifth, they scored 4 runs on 6 hits. A leadoff single by Eric Owens. A single by D. Jenkins. A single by Tim Belk drove in 1 run. After 2 were out, Mike Meggers lined a double down the third baseline, and that drove in another run. Thoden was removed. Cecil Pettiford came in. It was a 4-1 ball game then. And on the first pitch Pettiford gave to Chad Matola, he got a 2-run single for a 4-run inning, and all of a sudden it was 6-1. Mustangs would add another run in the eighth inning on a walk to Chad Mottola. Two ground outs moved him to third, and he scored on a double by D. Jenkins, and that would wrap up the scoring in this ball game. The Trappers, after their third inning run, really did not have a threat the rest of the way. They did not get a runner as far as third base after that third inning, and Jason Kummerfelt shut him down on one hit after the fourth inning. So Kummerfelt had his night in the spotlight tonight. The Billings native worked the complete game four-hitter, giving up an unearned run, walking two, and striking out four. John Thoden, the loser, working four and two-thirds, giving up six runs, 11 hits, striking out three. And Cecil Pettiford finished up three and a third, giving up a run on three hits, and he walked two. The final line score tonight, Billings 7 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors, and the Mustangs stranded 9 men. The Trappers 1 run, 4 hits, no errors, and the Trappers left 5 on the bases. The attendance tonight, 3,135. The game took 2 hours and 26 minutes. The Trappers now have their backs up against the wall. They have got to win tomorrow night in Salt Lake City, and it'll be Barry Parisotto for the Trappers and Rich Langford starting for the Billings Mustangs. Hope you'll join me here on KCNR, the pregame at 6:50 and the opening pitch at 7 o'clock. Well, thanks to Brian Scott for engineering tonight's ballgame, and I hope you'll join me for Game 2 of this best-of-three championship series tomorrow night in Salt Lake City. Again, the final tonight, the Billings Mustangs 7 and the Salt Lake Trappers 1. Kurt Wilson saying so long until tomorrow night.
You've been listening to The Scoreboard Show. All summer long, the place to be for Salt Lake Trappers baseball is 1320 KCNR.
First one will be a 30, 8 and 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Last night in Billings, Montana, the Billings Mustangs took a 1-0 lead in the best of three Pioneer League Championship Series as they beat the Salt Lake Trappers 7-1. The game was tied 1-1 in the third inning, but the Mustangs had a big fifth inning, scoring 4 runs on 6 hits as they batted around against Trappers starter John Thoden, and they won it behind Jason Kummerfelt, who worked the complete game 4-hitter, allowing just an unearned run. The two teams will meet again tonight in Salt Lake City. The Trappers need to win to force a third game in the series. Again, the final, Billings 7, Salt Lake 1. Kurt Wilson, KCNR Sports. Okay, and the longer version in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Last night in Billings, the Billings Mustangs took a 1-0 lead in the best of three Pioneer League Championship Series as they beat the Salt Lake Trappers 7-1. The game was tied 1-1 in the third inning. The Mustangs scored 4 fifth-inning runs, batting around against Trappers starter John Thoden and relief man Cecil Pettiford, and Jason Kummerfelt, the Billings native, worked the complete game victory, allowing just 4 hits and an unearned run, leading the Mustangs to victory. Final line score, Billings 7 runs, 14 hits, and 2 errors. Salt Lake 1 run, 4 hits, and no errors. The Trappers have got to win tonight as the scene shifts to Salt Lake City's Dirks Field. Barry Parisotto will start for the Salt Lake Trappers, and you can hear it live here on KCNR with the pregame show at 6:50 o'clock. Again, the final score in Game 1 of the Pioneer League Championship Series, Billings 7, Salt Lake 1. Kurt Wilson, KCNR Sports.